Hurry up with that bomb! And where is that girl? Find her and bring her to me.
Hi, everybody. Hello, welcome.
Let's hear a hello.
Hello. Welcome to episode 68 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. We work hard. Today. Enjoy your time here. And if you have any positive or negative comments on how to improve our show, just let us know. This just in. That's right, breaking news in the world of gaming that you need to know. Nintendo has now teamed up with Smash Bros. Brawl director Masahiro Sakurai for a brand new project that's secret.
A sequel to Brawl, maybe?
No, it's not. On the website for this, they actually have an interview between Sakurai and Iwata, and they talk a little bit about the game, and Sakurai asks, "I'm scared to ask, but how is the content of the new plan?" And Iwata says, "From our perspective, it's not something that overlaps oddly with something that could come from Nintendo or those close to Nintendo. It's something that can be made because Nintendo is backing you up, but is also something that Nintendo could not make." And Sakurai says, "If one were simply considering effective use of funding, we'd have went with a plan similar to Touch Generations. But that's not what I wanted." He later adds, "We want to make something that will be wanted even by the most hardcore game players, and something that offers new ideas."
Yeah, now, so, is what he's saying there about the Touch Generations, is he saying, if we just wanted to make as much money as possible, we would make it, you know, accessible to all people?
Something that it's like, oh, your grandma will want to play, or, you know, it's one of those types of titles. Because it makes a lot of sense.
Maybe that's why Nintendo can't make it, because all they're doing now is trying to make games as accessible as possible.
Good point.
To as many people.
Maybe, yeah.
And that's their philosophy, and Sakurai's new company is actually going to do what Nintendo used to do, maybe.
Interesting.
I think it's the next Zelda title.
if worse comes to worse, I mean, maybe we will have another website where there's, you know, daily updates or whatever, because, I mean, just having this website here with an interview between Sakurai and Iwata, I mean, that's, honestly, I think that's something that Sakurai wanted to have, because he always seems to want to have, like, this, you know, website where he shows lots of details about the game and stuff, and he was even doing that back with Melee. He had a Japanese blog site he was updating often for people to see updates with, so I'm confident we'll be able to take a look at this one more frequently as well.
Yeah, that's always much more interesting to me than, you know, oh, that game's out now? I didn't even know anything about it.
When
there's a game good enough to follow on a daily basis or a weekly basis, and there's that much information that they're sharing with you, then you actually care a little bit more about it, you know?
Right. And plus, also when they announce games, and, you know, they show like a 5-second, you know, trailer
teaser
clip of it, and then right before that they say, "Gentlemen and ladies, you know, start your..." You know, it's like, this does nothing for me. If you would give me, like, lots of screenshots and some cool little tidbits about exciting things I could look forward to, it helps build the hype a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if using that example of Mario Kart, say they revealed one, you know, racer or kart or track or aspect or, like, power-up every day for, you know, 6 months, that would be much more interesting to kind of learn about the game and know what you're going to get yourself into before the game comes around.
Yeah.
Not that Mario Kart is a game that necessarily needs that, but...
Right.
I mean, that would be more interesting to me than every few months I get a few more screenshots. And they keep reducing the number of multiple, you know, simultaneous players. You know, I mean, they keep changing things. 16 players. Okay, 12. Okay, 8. You know,
right.
They kept going down, and, you know, so
maybe the next Mario Kart we can have like a 120 person, you know, racetrack. Just have items just exploding. It's like
you can never even see the walls because the track is so wide.
You just, like, since the items would be too chaotic, they just decide, like, every 10 seconds we'll just have something horrible happen. Happen to everyone. It'll be a random effect, you know.
You can see
like a wheel of death in the background in the sky, just spinning constantly and just landing objects for everybody.
That would be actually pretty cool.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah, that could be a good side mode.
Well, Sony's
Mario Kart Chaos or something, you know.
Well, no, Sony's got their MAG, right? Massive Action Game.
Right,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Players. MRG, Massive Racing Game. I could see that. Well, now you know.
All right, moving on to
Stay
comic.
Classy, San Diego.
Moving on to comic talk. This week we had In a Pickle, and I think this is a sad week for me, Tim, on many levels. First, I have to butcher it by accidentally giving Ryu six fingers. Okay, and then I have to go and make a logo that's better than the comic itself. I mean, is there
insult
any...
to injury. Well, you know, to that, let me just, I guess that's a good lead-in. Sorry to jump the gun here, but I wanted to give my comment of the week to our second commenter, okay? It didn't take long, but our second commenter, General Bison, at 3:31 a.m.,
said, good.
Yeah, I said, I never get people's obsession with Chun-Li's thighs and now hands. Don't know if that's just me mistaking something for a finger, but it looks like Ryu has six fingers. And
oh,
sure enough, then and you know, I didn't catch it because I only check the text to make sure that there's no misspellings. I never really look at.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Get out of here.
Artwork.
You're like, hey, wait, there's this little smudge right here. Did you want to fix that? Or maybe, I will.
Yeah, if something's obvious. That, you
yeah,
know,
like six fingers, you know.
That's okay. You drew it. I mean, if I was drawing something, I think I'd count how many there
but
were.
But see, that's the problem is I'm so in depth with it that I forget. You know, everything just kind of becomes a blur to me in certain areas because, like, I know exactly what that looks like. I don't have to focus on it so much. But you, when you look at it for the first time, you know, you're going to notice all the glaring problems. Like, that's not Ryu, that's Ken, you know? And I'm like, oh, dang it, I'll go back and fix it.
Yeah, luckily that didn't happen. Although that wouldn't really matter.
That would have been a better mistake than six fingers.
Yes, it would have.
I really should have given them, like, eight fingers, though, you know? I really should have just given as many fingers as possible and just messed with people's heads.
I wanted to mention, or I guess I wanted to ask you, because I haven't asked you.
Why did I do that?
Yeah, why are you an idiot? No. That morning, I tweaked the artwork. I photoshopped it. I'll admit it wasn't spectacular or anything, but
right.
I thought it was serviceable.
Yes.
Now, was your reasoning
basically
that...
Tim went in and he kind of edited the hands so that you didn't have that knuckle on that six finger, so it just looked like the edge.
It looked
of
like his
pinky.
Palm. Or,
right.
Yeah.
And I rejected
and,
it. You know, you
yes.
you sent it to me and you're like, here, how's this for a fix? And I'm like, you know what? Let's just keep it the way it is, because. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm crossing a line if I go back in and edit art like that. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like once we post it and it's out there and people get to see it, and then people already comment on, hey, look, he has six fingers, you know? I'm like, okay, now it's just kind of funny and sad, and I'd feel bad to, like, remove it. I don't... It crosses a line
see,
for
that,
me because
to
it's
me,
like
that's
if there's
weird.
If there's a text error, I'll go and fix it immediately.
Right?
You know, like, oh, we gotta
exactly.
fix the text because that's just spelling error, you know.
Well, it's glaring, but so is six fingers.
Yeah, I guess so. For some reason, it's like
see, okay, what if you like drew Sonic and you accidentally made him like red, or you know, whatever. It's like. That would be confusing to people. I mean, wouldn't you want to go back and change him? Oh yeah.
I guess because it was almost like a hidden error. It wasn't glaringly obvious because we didn't notice it right off the bat. And I think just because that one dude noticed it, that's like the second comment everyone saw, so everyone would go back and look. Otherwise, I don't think that many people would have noticed it, honestly.
Well, a couple people did mention it and didn't sound like they had read
right.
the comments, you know? Like Nick said, is it me or does Ryu have six fingers on his right hand?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but, you know, I mean... I don't know.
I told you guys, I'm not good at drawing hands, okay? Can we get...
Clearly.
And I think that's another reason I wanted to leave it, because I did say I suck at drawing hands and muscles. So it's like, for there to be six fingers, I'm like, okay, well, at least I can back up that comment I made with some actual proof of how much I really do suck at this.
Well, what was funny to me was, you know, you sent me a picture of yourself opening a pickle jar.
Yes,
like,
thank you for
you
mentioning
know,
this, yes.
straining to open it. I'm like... You know, if Ray was his own subject, I gotta remember now, does he have six fingers on his right hand, or maybe he was just, you know, really, you know, but again, you're not as buff as Ryu, so I don't believe that you were quite using yourself as the premier model there.
The funny story to this, because you remember the first night I was working the comic?
Yeah, you gave me a Ryu without a head, right?
No. This is before that. I started drawing the hands first because I'm like, I suck at hands, so I'm going to try to get the pickle jar action down.
Oh, yes. Now I remember what you're going to say.
And so I drew the hands, and they pretty much are what they look like right now. And I'm like, these are atrocious. These are just horrible. I'm like, even with this photo image of me opening a pickle jar, which is a horrible example because my fingers are like skinny alien hands, you know, and I'm supposed to draw like muscular Ryu. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm like, you know what? This just is not going to work. I was actually going to help a friend film some footage the next night, so I was going to have even less time to work on the comic than normal. So I called up Tim to basically say, you know what? Like, we need to think of something else because for a joke that focuses on hands, it's just not going to happen. Because I worried about what Chun-Li's hands would look like afterwards, you know? Like Ryu's hands were enough. And so I called you up.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't answer, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was in class.
And so I was like, well, I might as well keep going then.
And if I had answered the phone, we would not be looking at the comic we have today, I don't think.
Probably not, yeah. I probably would have been able to talk you into something else.
But yeah, you kept going. You kind of got to a point of no return. Because
there's
right?
like this threshold where it's like, like when I draw things, it just looks horrible for a long time. Then all of a sudden it clicks, and it's like, you know what? This looks pretty good. I'm on a safe road now. But like that was during that period. I'm like, and I honestly thought that to myself. I'm like, no, there's no way this can get better from here. I'm not going to cross over that barrier ever. But I did. I eventually did. I'm like, you know what? With some of this other artwork and the shading and stuff and the colors, like this actually isn't too bad. Like, Ryu was pretty quick to do, but Chun-Li took me freaking forever. I apparently am really horrible at drawing breasts. I'm just going to get that out there, okay?
I don't think that's the problem, honestly.
Really?
I think...
What do you mean by that statement?
No, you know, there is something about Chun-Li that is just not quite right for me. And I don't think... I'm not trying to insult you like you're...
No, I disagree. I think there is something wrong with my ability to draw women. Because I could have drawn her very feminine. You know, I could have just drawn her in a very feminine style instead.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I couldn't even do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't want to make...
I don't think it's the breasts. There's something about her frame that seems
yes.
masculine or... And maybe... And like Ryu looks awesome, you know? You say you suck at muscles, but he looks great, you know?
Thanks. And that worked out.
His face in the last panel is classic. I mean, you really pulled that off really well, but there's something like very two-dimensional and something slightly masculine about Chun-Li. Like her face seems like too flat or too, I don't know, there's something that, and I guess,
right.
you know, you haven't drawn that many women in Two-Piece Art comics or anything, so.
No, in fact, I drew my ex-girlfriend. I don't think that turned out very well either.
And you drew Sarah.
That's probably what, yeah, that, I guess that was okay.
But, no,
and
I mean.
You aren't divorced yet, so that's good.
It's one of those things that you just haven't had a ton of practice on, and you'll get better over time.
Yeah, hopefully. I didn't want to make the breasts large, you know, because I'm like, then it's going to look like, you know, everything's big or weird or malformed. You know, Ryu's hands are kind of weird looking, and Chun-Li has big breasts and big hands. So it's like, is Chun-Li just exaggerated or something? I'm like, the focus needs to be on the hands, so I have to be careful with the breasts. We could use a lot of these statements out of context, I think. But
next time, if you ever challenge me for my re-election campaign,
you've got
pulling
some ammunition.
Out all this stuff. Ray, sexual harassment.
Let me pull up, because I want to come back to Ryu's mouth, because I think that was a very important part of the comic. So now, basically, I started the mouth, and I'm not saying this picture is the way the mouth originally looked, but it was something like this. It's the same mouth object, but just those little changes really made a difference in his expression for that last panel, and was much funnier. It was a little bit by accident, really, because I wasn't planning on having his mouth extend below his chin like that.
Yeah, that
but
was
when
important,
I, place it,
I think.
When I place it there, I'm like, hey, that looks kind of funny. Like, that's very cartoony sort of thing, and it goes well with his bandana being completely straight arrow
right.
from, like, the shock of looking at her hands, so...
Yeah, I will say this. I'm pretty pleased, despite six-fingered Ryu, on the joystick, I always like seeing what people say about our comics on the joystick webcomic wrap-up, because they're not our regular readers.
Right,
you know?
They don't care what we think.
They really could
They're not
us.
Looking
they're
for
not
comment
gonna
of the
They're not
going
to be the deluded, yeah, the deluded folk. So, I mean, one person mentioned a comic they didn't like, and then they were like, but In a Pickle was funny. I was like, okay, cool. And then this other guy says, "To be start for the epic to the point of brilliance. LOL."
Wow.
And then another one, "In a Pickle is the only one I LOL'd for real at."
For reals, yo.
Yeah. And then another
I LOL'd
one.
LOL'd for real. Not just LOL'd, okay? This is serious.
For real. And then another one said, "To be start got the most laughs," and then talks about some other comics. And then the last comment said, "Toopy Starts In a Pickle is the first comic that actually made me laugh loudly for an extended period of time." I give them many kudos and my vote.
Holy crap.
I was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of... And there were no negative comments about the comic at all.
Let's get that guy to our site. Jeez. I mean, goodness.
Regular reader.
Hey, you want comment of the week? Come on over, buddy.
Yeah. But, that's good to see that, a slightly different crowd still found humor in
the
comics.
That makes me feel a little bit better. Because, honestly, like, I ended up doing this logo, which is just hilarious to me, and I'm glad other people find it so funny, too. If you haven't seen the logo for that comic yet, please go back and look. It's great.
It was still way over the top, which is great.
Well, I
but
I mean,
you felt a little...
I always loved the fact that they came out with Street Fighter the movie, and then they made a game for the movie. So it was like Street Fighter the movie, the game. You know? It's like, wasn't it already a game to begin with?
You get this stuff sometimes, yeah, where they're like, the movie, the game, the show, based on the comic book character.
Of the best-selling
the action,
authors.
Action figure.
You know, napkin drawings. Yeah. It just... Yeah.
Too much.
It's good stuff, though.
But, I guess you were a little down about the fact that some people are like, the best part of the comic is the logo.
Hey, I don't blame them. I mean, I can understand that. Because it's funny in its own way. It's like a comic of its own, but not good enough to
be
a comic, you know? So it's able to achieve humor. It's like, that's a really funny logo idea for a logo. Now, if it were a comic on its own, it wouldn't be funny at all, clearly. Like, it'd be like, that's a lame comic. So it works so well
it
because it's just a logo, and it's kind of like supposed to, you know, kind of be a out of the way sort of thing.
You know, I'll say this. I think you and I should put a little more effort into the thought process of the logo from now on.
Yeah,
just
I think you're right. Yeah,
if there is more humor to be had out of the logo, I mean, sometimes it's cool just to put something up that looks cool. You know,
right.
But if there's something funny we can do with the logo that adds to it, I mean, we should really be investigating that a little bit more.
We should, yeah, because, I mean, originally your idea was to have me do, like, the top of a pickle jar, basically. Because
I always go, like, okay, what's round that has to do with
right,
the comic
exactly.
this week?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Because it's like, that'll be the button. And that's fine if there's nothing better, but, you definitely came up with something way better than that, so.
So I guess I don't need you anymore. All right, well, for every great comic comes great comments. And since Tim is no longer part of the podcast or the show at all, actually, you already wasted yours in the comic talk.
Wasted. Right? Don't give me that.
My comment of the week goes to Dr. Oswald, who said, this is kind of what, I mean, we were talking a little bit before about how, I hope people come to the site because we bring something that nobody else can, or that we're kind of unique in a certain area. Dr. Oswald explained it so much better. He says, I expect Toopy Start to do what no one else does because they never swear, they never use excessive violence, and the characters they use, comic Tim and Ray, are not stupid, selfish, or vulgar. Toopy Start is unique because they do not rely on the common crutches of gaming comics. This alone sets Toopy Start apart from other comics. It doesn't hurt, the stuff you find here is usually pretty good. I get the feeling from the last few podcasts that you try to avoid Tim and Ray humor in the comic. I would personally like to see more of the comic Tim and Ray. They are fun characters. And, listening to the Rise from Your Grave reminded me of the old Black Doom, The End is Near, that we don't hear anymore. What happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to that?
I think you should start saying it. Because I honestly enjoy hearing you more than I enjoy hearing Black Doom. That's just a preference of mine.
Hmm. Well, you got to give me a little script or something, because I'll forget.
Okay, here's your script. The end is near now. Mwahaha.
What? I do the mwahaha.
That's your full script.
All right.
Anyway, yeah. But thanks, Dr. Oswald. I really appreciate that. I think that, because those are exactly the sort of things that we're striving for. So it's nice to see that someone actually noticed that we apparently do those things that we're striving for. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, you know, the more I think about it, it's not. I don't think it's an accident that we have such a pleasant fan base, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Because if we were doing comics, you know, like Penny Arcade, you know, we'd cuss a lot or do... Some of them try to really push the envelope with really violent or really, you know, offensive comics. You know, that's going to appeal to a certain crowd, and they're going to talk in a certain way on their forums and such. And we go out of our way to avoid that type of thing, and because of that,
those kind of qualities almost seem like cop outs to us. They seem like the cheap way out. Like, hey, what can we do here? I don't know. Let's have the character like poop on someone's face now or something. You know, it's like, I mean, that's just retarded. I don't know if a webcomic's done that, but I wouldn't put it past the internet at this point.
Right.
I think we're always kind of reaching for kind of a higher class of comedy that's a little bit more difficult to write. And I mean, that being said, with, you know, the Ryu comic we just did this week, you know, it's like, okay, it's not the highest class of comedy, I guess, but it's not resorting to just really, I consider to be low forms of humor.
Well, yeah, when the punchline is like the F word, it's like, is there any really shock value humor left in a comic when we've seen that done so many times?
And that's really the only time I can appreciate swearing is if it's used for a comedic purpose. But I think people generally take it too far when it comes to swearing and vulgar things. All right. Here we go, people. I'm making out an SOS to rise from your grave.
From your grave.
The end is near.
Dude, you...
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, right. Many Two-Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their pretty faces. But not yet. Tim, you are off today. Seriously.
You know what? Let me do my thing.
Is there someone
messing
with your lighting in the background
or
something?
Yes. That's so...
You know what?
We're done.
We're done
here,
man.
We're done
here. I mean, you're a
nice guy.
You're a nice guy.
That's the best part.
I know.
He has enough time in his little rant to say, you're a nice guy. Professionally, we're done.
Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading out comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Here's a grave riser, Geeky Ninja, who said, well, I think I picked the wrong comic to rise from my grave. But oh well. I've been reading since the beginning. Well, comic number 4, but I immediately read the last 3. And I've listened to all the podcasts since. I love that.
The first 3, I mean. You had to go through the archives, you know. Did we even have an archive at that point?
Oh, I'm sure we did, yeah.
Did we?
Probably.
I don't know.
The Rise From Your Grave segment recently inspired me to start commenting. Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, we definitely are trying to do these Rise From Your Grave things to draw more people to comment, to be a part of our community. If you like us, we're nice people. We say nice things about you guys to our friends. You don't hear us. The other grave riser was Stinky Cheese. These names you guys come up with are
interesting.
They're just, you know, so prestigious, you know? Even though I've been reading 2P Start from the beginning, well, actually comic number 4, but no, I'm kidding. I've never commented or listened to the podcast, Rise From Your Grave, etc., etc. Anyways, I really enjoyed the whole thing, and I'll be coming back for more next week. Thanks a lot, guys. Well, hey, thank you, Stinky Cheese. Honestly, we appreciate everyone, and those of you, you're lurking in the shadows.
Come out.
It's not appropriate.
Come out wherever you are.
Yes. Unless you really like Shadow the Hedgehog, the video game. Then you can't come out.
Leave, stay, go away.
Well, one person who will never rise from his grave, I hope, is the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Wah-ha-ha. The end is near.
Maybe I should just play the clip.
Yeah,
probably. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Flickies. I mean, Black Doom. Go for it.
Alright, well...
Is yours pretty good? Should I do mine first?
Why, is yours not good?
It's alright.
Mine's pretty good.
Who goes first?
I don't know, you tell me.
Rock, paper, scissors, ready?
Okay.
One, two, three, scissors. Paper.
Darn it.
Alright.
Well, you win, so does that mean you go first?
Sure. My Black Doom award is going to go to Microsoft.
What? Mine's going to Microsoft.
Oh, maybe this is the same one.
Don't. Do not.
Man, we just rock, paper, scissored for nothing. My, it goes to Microsoft because of a Hotmail issue.
Yes.
Well, here we go. All right, let's talk about this then.
All right, let's talk about
Apparently, people who have Windows Live IDs that are linked to their Hotmail account, when their Hotmail account expires for some reason, it also drops their...
It basically destroys your gamer tag, and you have to register with a new name altogether. And your gamer score at that point would be zero.
Right. You just have no recovery.
Correct.
How retarded is that?
It's unbelievable to me. See, here's the problem. Hotmail, why would you ever have a Hotmail account? That's my first question.
But that's the thing, is people maybe used to, but then they've switched. They've got smart, they switched to something else, but that old one is still hanging around. And then because they don't use it, it deactivates, and then they lose their gamer score.
The reason that's a huge issue is because when you register with on Xbox Live, it asks you if you want to attach it to your passport or your Windows Live ID. And even if you haven't really been using it, it's like, oh yeah, sure, I'll hook it up so it's kind of all connected, you know?
Right.
Like, it's supposed to be a convenience thing, right?
Yes.
Not like, you know, the stone you throw into the ocean with the rope tied around your foot, and then the whole thing goes to heck, you know?
By this rope with the rock, are you talking about the brick that connects to the 360, the power cord?
Yeah, maybe, essentially, that's what we're talking about. But
I mean, here's my thing about this, though. You remember how we used to talk about how, like, I don't like games that rely on the internet so heavily like that?
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of what goes wrong when you start doing weird stuff with the internet. It's like, at some point, these servers die, bad things happen, and then you lose everything, or, like, you can't have fun anymore. This is a similar example in the sense that, like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to connect with all my online stuff. Oh, now we're going to screw you over because of it, you know?
It just doesn't make sense that if your Hotmail account dies, then your, you know, Windows Passport, which got transferred and probably screwed up into what's now called the Windows Live ID, you know, everything goes hook, line, and sinker into the trash. I mean, this is Windows we're talking about, right? So
Can't
they dig into the recycling bin and pull out your gamer tag, or did they empty the recycling bin already? You know? I mean, well, what's going on here? If I called them and said, hey, can you please restore my account? They're going to say, no, I manually went in there and deleted it for all time, and we can't recover it.
I moved it to my delete for all time box and then deleted it.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, 30 seconds passed. That means it's gone forever. That's just ridiculous to me.
It's sad.
It's not, yeah, not okay. And what is that going to do? It's going to tell people never to use Hotmail again.
Never to trust Microsoft. I learned that lesson.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, Hotmail's a pretty horrible service. So if anybody here has a Hotmail account, please switch to Gmail if you need some sort of web.
Get that brick with the rope. All right, and finally, we would like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. I've decided I'm going to alternate every week between my choice and someone else's choice, a reader's choice. That way it's fair and balanced and even and wonderful.
What about my choice?
Tim, you don't... Okay, when we did the music podcast, you're like, I don't even have a song of, like, my favorite boss music. I'm like, okay, well, you just dropped from notch one to notch zero.
Is that good or bad?
Well, zero is like... not that good. So here we go. Some video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. This week's song is from Space Channel 5. It's called Asteroid Belt. Go, go, Astro Beat Jr. Take a listen. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With Tim. With that, he's Tim.
With Tim. with Tim, he's that.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
And I'm Ray. This week's song is from Space Channel 5 called Asteroid... Oh, shoot. What is the name of that song? It's a great song, too.
Losing interest.
Podcast failing.
If I were listening right now, I would probably just stop the podcast.
Sorry.
Edit.
It's from Space Channel 5. It's called Asteroid Belt. Go, go, Astro Beat Jr. Take a listen. And let me get back to my script. Yes, one does exist. Show is just dropping like a rock. I had too much to drink tonight, by the way.
Apparently.